Welcome to the Daily Dharma, a podcast where we draw inspiration from Buddhist philosophy on how to fix and better our lives. Join us as we dig through the archives of Buddhist texts, great teachers, and real life to grab an extra hit of wisdom to lift us up from the daily grind and find much needed peace. Hi everyone, this is Akemi and welcome to the Daily Dharma. In this episode, we're going to be talking about giving and why giving small is a beautiful spiritual practice that is accessible to everyone. So let's back up for a second here. Why are we talking about giving? I wanted to talk about giving because A, it's a big part of Buddhist philosophy and what constitutes a fulfilling and good life. And then B, it's also something that's mentioned many, many times in a lot of spiritual teachings around the world. But the type of giving that I am not sort of in support of, as well as I would say Buddhist philosophy is not in support of, is the type of giving that is just big. Big in terms of quantity, big in terms of how flashy it is, big in terms of just how much pain and sacrifice it takes to do this particular giving. In Buddhist philosophy, there's a big importance placed on where you're at and giving wherever you're at in life. And what that means is it's more important to give with your heart rather than with objects or with numbers or with quantity. And giving well does not necessarily mean breaking the bank or making yourself vulnerable to the point that you're in tears. No. Giving from your heart can be something quiet and silent and small, and it's just as valid, if not more important, than the type of giving that is so-called big. And just to emphasize this story and this part of Buddhist philosophy, I recently picked up an old green book, which is like my copy of Jatakathas. For those of you who are not familiar with Sri Lankan or Sri Lankan Buddhism, Jatakathas refers to the garland of stories. So the origin stories of the Bodhisattva and the being who eventually becomes a Buddha. So in this story, there was a king. And as usual, all these stories have some sort of monarchy, which I'm not in total agreement with, but let's just go with it for now. So there was a king and he was really wealthy and his country was very well off and he was doing lots and lots of generous activities, giving to poor people and like giving to those who are in need. And then, you know, one day, like someone just commented and said, "Hey, like you're doing so many good things for us and for the country. You must have done a lot of giving in your past in order to get here, right? Good karma and all that." And then the king was like, "Actually, no. In a previous life, I was a slave and I didn't have anything to give, but I had this little tiny bowl of gruel, of cold, you know, probably lacking in flavor, just worthless gruel. And I saw some holy people coming into the village. And even though I had nothing except that gruel, I gave that gruel to them with all of my heart. And that's what got me here in this life as a king, just because of how fruitful my giving was, even though it was so small." And I thought that was a really powerful metaphor for the theme of this episode, which is giving small. Because I find too often we don't emphasize enough on how we feel when we're giving, but rather on how much we're giving. So the dollar amount, or the hours, or the amount of sacrifice it takes. I mean, all of those things are important to an extent, but I would say that the focus in Buddhist philosophy is always about the intention with which you give and how the giving makes you feel. Because if you giving does not make you feel very good, it makes you feel tired, overdrawn, overspent, stressed, well, that's not the kind of giving that's really going to power up your spiritual life. It's so important to always check in with yourself and know what is your limit, what is what is enough for you? Where is that border between being happy with your giving and being frustrated with your giving? You know, in my experience, I've seen big, big givings, you know, in Buddhist culture of lots of objects, lots of money being spent. But the people doing the giving were just so busy with the tiny details that it didn't really seem like the giving was giving them a lot of joy. And like, this has happened to me too, and my family. And really though, I think the best type of giving is the one that is small. It's the kind of giving that is, in a lot of Buddhist traditions, it's just the offering like of a cup of water to an image of a Buddha, or it's just, you know, giving that $1 bill to like a homeless person, but really doing it with all your heart. I think spiritual life in the Buddhist way is done step by step in small microscopic portions. And being able to allow yourself to give in small, small ways. By small, I mean not emptying your bank account, not like quitting your job and altering your life, not like, you know, not doing something that permanently or, you know, radically alters you. Being able to just do that small giving, but with all of your heart, that is the kind of giving that is the most important in Buddhism, because it's the most humble and also it's the most honest. Because again, going back to that story with the Bodhisattva, really, when it comes to the giving, what matters most is the amount of joy you have in your heart and not how big the giving is in other people's eyes. So, you know, just to sort of weave in like my own little life in here and how I practice this, like for example, you know, one day, like I was watching a video and I saw in the comments section that people were saying how difficult it is to kind of buy the food that they want to buy at the grocery store. And that made me very sad, because I felt, well, it's really unfortunate that, you know, we live in a world where people are so insecure about their food and they're unable to purchase the food that they believe is going to nourish them and keep them well fed and strong as they go through their day. Like, it's so sad to me that people go to the grocery store and they're so scared to look at the bill because they don't know how much it's going to cost and how much it's going to hurt their bank account. So, you know, that day I decided, okay, I'm just going to donate $50 every month to the local food bank, because that's something I can do. It doesn't break me. It doesn't cost me that much. But it's a giving that makes me very happy, because I feel that I'm somewhat contributing to the solution and working towards helping people gain more food security. So I think that's like a good example of how easy it is to build those small givings in your life, in your everyday life, you know, that don't hurt you, that don't require you to extend and expend everything that you have simply to be involved in a spiritual life. Because I would say as well that in Buddhism and Buddhist philosophy, again, it doesn't matter if you're necessarily giving. What matters is the heart that you're giving with and the intention that you're giving with. So if those things are messed up, it doesn't matter how much you're giving in reality. It's a negative action. And thus, in order to actually be engaged fully in your spiritual life, the best thing to do is to start with small, small givings. Givings that don't necessarily take too much from you and your life energy, but give a lot of joy in return. And then being mindful of those exchanges and being able to incorporate that into your daily life, that is the most powerful form of giving, in my opinion, because it's the type of giving that is the most humble, that is the most personal, and that's the most honest, because you know that you're doing it out of the goodness of your heart and not because you want other people to see it or other people to be impressed by you or even for yourself and your ego to be impressed. You're just doing it because it makes you feel happy. And thus, I would say, and just a flip side of that as well. In Buddhism and even in modern therapy, there's this whole practice of asking, "Where are you at? Like, where are you at?" It's something that my therapist asks me a lot during sessions, and I really appreciate that, especially because, in this year we are entering the second year of the pandemic, and things have radically changed in many ways, and we are still adjusting. We are still shaken by all the changes that have taken place in the world, and we're still not really the people that we were before the pandemic. I can certainly say that of myself. And a lot of things have shifted for me spiritually, I would say in a positive way, since the pandemic has begun, because I have that much more time to think about things. However, in other forms, like what made me sad, is I'm unable to sort of, give people compliments and sort of like contribute energetically to others, as I like to, because I like to be a positive presence for others. But now that I can't do that, I feel that I'm compensating by doing other small givings, like the one that I mentioned before, because I still want to be involved in those small givings that give me joy. I just necessarily can't do them in person. And in addition to that, I feel that in Buddhism and Buddhist philosophy, giving is not something that should hurt. Giving is not something that should move you to tears. It's not something that you need, that should absolutely radically destroy your life and force you to live differently. A lot of radical and I would say unhealthy spiritual practices kind of push you to be as vulnerable as possible, to give everything, give your mind, your body, your entire world. And I would really question that, because if you give everything, well then what is left to continue giving once you perform that big giving? Like, how are you going to stay intact in order to give again? I think in order to stay on the path of a spiritual life, we have to know our limits. We need to know what makes us feel the most comfortable in terms of giving and go with that rather than sort of following the instructions of someone who is outside of us, who is pushing us to exceed our limits and to overexert ourselves. Because is there really any validity in performing a giving we don't fully understand? I really don't think so. And Buddhist philosophy is very much in line that the more mindful you can be when you do something like a giving, the more powerful it is. So it's best to stick with giving that is the most comfortable for you. It doesn't hurt you in any way. And like, it doesn't even have to be like, the giving also is very personal. So it could be whatever it is that you feel is something you want to give, based on your unique situation, your unique talents, all of the resources at your disposal. I think when you give from your heart and it makes you happy, that is the most important and powerful form of giving, rather than giving in order to sort of, punish yourself or to give yourself and hand yourself over, sacrificial giving, which is a big emphasis in a lot of spiritual stuff that's coming out in the modern day, to be vulnerable and all of that. And I really disagree with it. And you should really give where you're most comfortable, and keep it to that, because that's how you're really going to be able to keep doing it for the rest of your life, instead of burning yourself out, and then regretting it and resenting yourself. Because again, the spiritual life, especially according to Buddhist philosophy, is not about taking giant big leaps, in a matter of seconds or days. It's about a gradual progression, a gradual evolution of your understanding of yourself and the world, and being able to apply those insights in a way that's actually long term rather than short term. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed the story of the Bodhisattva. There will be more stories coming along on this podcast. And happy February, and hoping that you are staying mindful and peaceful this week. Thank you for listening, and we will be back with another episode soon.